Because he's petrified of them leaving.
And again, he talked out of both sides of his mouth when they asked if they're going to blow up the core at any point. Like, you're going to trade any of those guys. Like, are they untouchable, basically? And he went, well, you know, we listen to all the offers that come in. And some guys, you know.
You're not trading them.
No, they're not being traded. Let's just be honest.
You've got them all signed till they're 40.
Like, this is a hockey card collection now for Mark Chipman.
Yeah. Like, it was really fun. It was really fun while it lasted, guys. But we're going to be mired in mediocrity. And it's going to be terrible for the next 5-6 years until Kevin Cheveldayoff gets fired.
Or until Mark Chipman grows up.
Yeah.
Because this isn't a 10-year-old's hockey card collection. This is a business.
Like, Kevin Cheveldayoff is the longest tenured active general manager. The only one ahead of him is Doug Armstrong, who is stepping down to allow the next guy to come in.
And again, as you pointed out earlier, he's already won a Stanley Cup and he's still stepping down.
Yes.
So
there are general managers who have been around shorter periods of time who have won Stanley Cups. There are general managers who won Stanley Cups and got fired.
We're going to leave it there. I'm sure we've stirred the pot enough today in terms of making a few people angry at us and or at least a few people angry at the Jets. Pledgerama happens next week, folks. Get yourself ready. It starts tomorrow, 6:30 on Michael L's show, so make sure you're ready for that as everything kicks off at 6:30. We'll be on the air tomorrow next week doing probably, again, a ton of Survivor NHL playoff exit interviews in terms of getting ready for that. Obviously, lots going on with the playoffs. Keep your eye on what's going on there. Jay, anything you want to say before we get out of here?
Again, I'm going to be at the Science Writers and Communicators Conference of Canada. There we go.
Easy for you to say.
In June, June 15th and 16th. So if you are in Montreal and would like to go to the convention or the conference, I will be there speaking. And I'm going to try and get a recording so I can post it and people can see me
talk
about
stuff. That'll be awesome. Skip coming in next with Free Range Radio. Stay tuned for that. He's a live show tonight. He's back in the studio, folks. We're happy to see him again. So stay tuned for his show. But again, get ready for Pledgerama next week here on UMFM. Lots going on with that. So stay tuned and get in on your favorite show. Make sure you're pledging to the station. We can certainly appreciate the help. So we'll see you next week, everybody. Have a good one.
Well, that was offside, wasn't it? He'll be crying himself to sleep tonight on his huge pillow.
Dry those tears and get set for more great programming here on 101.5 CJUM FM in Winnipeg.
Good night, Dad.
Bye, Mr. McKenzie.
Fine, go. You've stayed an hour.
Ron Paley has spent his career nurturing Winnipeg's jazz scene, and now the community is stepping up to build and sustain its future. The brand new Ron Paley Jazz Scholarship Fund is launching to support jazz students at the University of Manitoba's Desautels Faculty of Music, and the campaign kicks off at the Ron Paley Tribute Concert at the Burton Cummings Theater on May 23rd. This celebration marks the start of a fund designed to help young musicians access the training, mentorship, and opportunities Ron has championed for decades. Your donation keeps that momentum going and helps the next generation find their voice. Whether you're joining the kickoff concert or supporting from home, you can donate today at give.umanitoba.ca/Ron Paley. Help fuel the future of jazz and keep Ron's impact growing. Proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
What it do was popping. It's yours truly, the icon, the legendary guru, in the building with my man.
Solar, 5,000 degrees and cooking, repping 7 grand, New York, and everything that's hot dogs.
Doing it big right here on 101.5 UMFM, right here, Winnipeg. Stand up.
You're back with Free Range Radio with Skippy. Thursdays at 6:30. 101.5 UMFM, it's Free Range Radio.
I'm here, let the bells ring out and the banners fly, feast your eyes on me, it's too good to be true, but I'm here.
What's up, Doc?
Weather today in the greater Cincinnati area.
I love you so badly.
They're solid plastic, so don't settle for imitation.
But the senator, while insisting he was not intoxicated, could not explain his nudity.
Now it's time to listen to one of my personal favorites. It's the Hallelujah Tabernacle Choir with their beautiful rendition of You're Having My Baby.
Getting you. So I'm part Indian, which again is different than indigenous. And because I'm part Indian, that means that you're part Indian too. People from India are Indian.
That is Indian?
No, not Daddy, but Felix and Don Auntie and Corey.
Uncle Bo's a citizen of the world.
Yeah, Uncle Bo's also from Winnipeg.
There's Dired Kozak in the title track to his new album, Zima. I think it's the only track in Ukrainian. That's an awesome album. His third album. I've been following him since he started releasing EPs during the pandemic. And I've liked his progression. Unfortunately, I haven't seen him, and I can if I've got a chance. Tomorrow night at the West End Cultural Center, there is a CD release party for Zima. The doors at 8. Check it out if you you like to support local music like I do. I'll play another track from that album. Just get you pumped up for it. This is Pines from Tired Kozak's new album, Zima, right here on UMFM 101.5.
Should've different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes, or cutaway coat, perfect fits.
Skippy, learn me something.
is one of my favorite discoveries this month. Totoro from France. I might have mentioned they were Canadian from a previous show. I might have been wrong. Might have been also sick. I don't remember. But that song was called Matthew's Bridge. It's from last year's, I believe their fifth album called Sofa So Good. Guided by Voices before that, We Outlast Them All. Oh, fitting. From their forthcoming 44th album, Crawl Space of the Pantheon. Yeah, you heard that right, 44. Well, I'm trying to remember if they already released an album out earlier this year. If not, they'll probably have another one, you know, in the fall or sooner. But, yeah, Guided by Voices. No, there's always something good on every album, even if you don't like the whole album itself. That first single works for me. Then Tired Cossack. We heard Pines and the title track Zima. The album's out. It came out, but the CD release party is tomorrow night at the West End Cultural Center. I endorse it. And like it, that matters to anybody. No Bros started off with Don't Die. They are, I believe, from Montreal and Canadian. And I wish they had more stuff out. We heard Don't Die from Sick Hustle, their first EP. And of course, The Replacements started off with Can't Hardly Wait, like we always do here on Free Range Radio. They call me Skippy around here. You can as well. And you'll be hearing a fair bit about me this weekend as I come in to help promote the 2026 UMFM Pledge Drive. It's time to pledge. It starts tomorrow night in 24 hours. Thank God it's Free Range with Michael. And goes on for a week. So next week's show will be my pledge show. Still haven't decided what to throw your way. See, do something different, or just do what I always do and ask for your support. I will be asking for your support Saturday morning and Sunday morning, and early blocks from 6 o'clock on until the next host will come in. And if you want to know more about Pledge, you'll hear about it for the next week. But I can tell you right now, you can go to umfm.com. Right there, you'll see the three-eyed tiger and more. Even the little chicken in the radio. That I really like that one. New art for like every year. I don't have the artist's name. But oh, I think Brady Freeze or Froze. I'm not sure how they pronounce that. Still, Studio 596 did some fantastic designs for this year. But you can pledge right now if you want. Early pledges, check out the incentives. And, you know, this year's designs, shirts, hoodie. Nice hoodie this year. But, you know, I'll tell you more this weekend. In the meantime, I'm going to get some more music ready to share with you for the next hour. Because I am here till 8 o'clock with all the good, fun music and the like. But enough of my yakking. Gonna play a couple ads and then come right back. Something to groove to. Right here, UMFM 101.5.
Tier 2 tickets for the 2026 Winnipeg Folk Festival are on sale now. 4 unforgettable days, July 9th through 12th, featuring captivating performer Father John Misty, indie electronic duo Sylvan Esso, and politically charged songwriter Jesse Wells. Adult 4-day passes start at only $303. Youth and senior passes start at $227. And kids under 12 are free. Grab yours now at winnipegfolkfestival.ca. Prices increase after Tier 2 and there are no gate sales. Get your tickets for the 2026 Winnipeg Folk Festival today. Great music from around the world right here in your backyard. July 9th through 12th at Birdsill Park, proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
UMFM's annual funding drive is back, running from 6:30 p.m. on Friday, April 24th to 8 p.m. on Friday, May 1st. 1 week, one goal, one big push to support great radio at UMFM. We're trying to raise $34,000 this year, all of it going straight into the stuff that actually keeps the station alive. Not shiny extras, just the real deal. Behind-the-scene expenses that make UMFM happen. If the station's been a part of your day, on the bus, in the studio, in your kitchen, in your headphones while you're avoiding an assignment, this is the moment where tossing a few bucks our way actually matters. As always, we've got draw an assortment of new merch to say thank you, all with artwork by Brady Froese, who absolutely crushed it with two amazing designs. Or, as always, you can take a tax receipt. Totally your call. We're not picky. If you want to get ahead of things, hey, umfm.com/donate.pledgeorama. April 24th to May 1st. Friends, let's make this happen together.
Hi, this is Naomi Sheldon in the Gospel Queens of Brooklyn. You are listening to CJUM 101.5 FM, Winnipeg.
Free Range Radio with Skippy, 101.5 UMFM. It's Free Range Radio.
Enough of my yakking. What do you say? Let's boogie.
My dancing comes across as arrogant.
Oh, well, that's because you point all the time, sweetie.
Well, honey, I like to point when I boogie. Show people where I'm going.
Okay.
To the
Now, this is warm olive oil. I just need you to pour it into my ear.
You sure that's a good idea?
What?
Forget it.
Well, what's all this?
Oh, I'm selling my comics.
Oh, are you sure that's a good idea?
Too old for comics.
I really must be deaf. Come on. You love your comics.
I'm not a kid anymore.
Well, what's your rush? You know, growing old is mandatory. Growing up is optional.
Thank you.
scientists have moved the hands of the doomsday clock to 3 minutes to midnight.
What's the doomsday clock?
It's how they track how close we are to the end of the world.
Now, we are fine. Newfoundland has its own time zone. We're half an hour later than that clock.
I say England's greatest prime minister was Lord Palmerston.
Pitt the Elder.
Lord Palmerston!
Pitt the Elder!
Okay, you asked for it, Boggs!
Brand new Broken Social Scene and The Call from their forthcoming album called Remember the Humans, out May 8th. So a couple weeks. I'm losing track of time. Before that, some Mogwai. Here we are, here we are, here we go forever from As Love Continues. Before that, Boards of Canada in a beautiful place out in the country on an older track. Because Boards of Canada announced after 13 years, they have a new album coming out called Inferno. I I think there is a song out there somewhere, but I didn't find it in time. So I just went with something I knew. And I'm looking forward to... I haven't heard, listened to Boards in Canada in quite a long time, 13 years in between albums. I went on a little Boards of Canada kick this week. It was just floating in the ether every time I needed it. So I'm looking forward to that. That is May 29th, the same day as the new Guided by Voices, which I don't think I mentioned in the first half hour. Before that, some fun stuff. Little Beaver, Let the Good Times Roll. Johnny Jenkins, I Walk on Gilded Splinters. As well as Fiddler, or Fiddler, however you want to pronounce it. And Can't You See from Almost Free. A little bit of, California punk-ish. They're a harder to find band, but that was another favorite find of mine that I just dug into a couple of years ago now. And that track I always love. Can't You See? I recommend it. This is Free Range Radio. My name is Skippy. I've got another half hour to go, so let's share some new music, whatever I can squeeze in the last half hour. Local artist Slow Leaves, Grant Davidson, is out with another new album. It's called Ruins of Things Unfinished. It's not quite out yet. Still got to wait another week. May 1st, next Friday. He's got a couple tracks available on Bandcamp. If you pre-order, you get pre-order the vinyl or the CD. They're still there. It's physical media is still a thing. I just wish I had money for it. What is not available on Bandcamp is a third single that's out on streaming. I just noticed recently. It's called Happen Like That. Let's listen to it right now on Free Range Radio. This is Slow Leaves, UMFM 101.5.
There'd be a bit more. Thought that I'd be innocent. Groceries from the drugstore, cupboard full of medicine. Is it worth pretending? Maybe there's a happy ending. I want it all. Thank you.
Now, you really got to give yourself more credit, Skippy.
I was feeling my age. I was up on a stage. I was missing my woman. We were turning a page. I'd sing my songs as the crowd sang along. Look how far we've traveled now, baby, look how far we've come. And even though we tried in the beginning not to survive, well, thank God that we didn't die young. I got to missing the past in this old day car line, always getting low on gas. So pull over and rest, a blood brother, a pact, and we will live on forever, babe, with the wind at our backs. Mix your blood. Let our songs build ruins in time, and see to it that if we die young, I'll live on through you, and you'll live on through me too.
Crush King Koopa and save Princess Peach. Yeah.
Like he did back with the Red Sea.
so goodbye, all you plant growth, all you liveries, mills and derricks, just a steeple, bell for company, houses long gone, carted off on wheels, here on the roof of a church, so goes all of your good work. You're not too far off, my friend, to say I'm off the deep end. I am famous in the city as a fool on his last stand. Some call to me as they row past, slowly silent, I raise my glass. All of them shadows, all of them shadows,
The bubbles are pink, jackass.
Did you just hear what she said?
I believe she said the bubbles are pink, jackass.
Christine said the word ASS, and where I come from, that's a swear word.
J-A-C-K-A-S-S. Jackass isn't profanity, it's another name for a donkey.
Nah, it's a gateway swear word, which leads to other four-letter swear words.
Well, numerous studies have shown that profanity can be quite beneficial when used in moderation.
Okay, you're not seriously arguing that our four-year-old should be swearing?
Use of occasional profanity has been linked to increased circulation, elevated endorphins, and an overall sense of calmness.
No, don't science up with swearing.
Thank you.
There's Mise en Scene and Everything is Gold from their new album, Drive Through Confessional, one of my favorites of late. I've been quite enamored with it. New Pornographers before that, and the title track to the former site of their new album. Kevin Morby has a new album coming out. Didn't bother to check when. It's called Little Wide Open. We heard a track called Die Young. I believe that was the first single. But I'd expect it in the next month or so. Slow Leaves started off with Happen Like That from his forthcoming album, The Ruins of Things Unfinished, which is out next Friday, May 1st. Wow, May 1st already. Look at that. Starting to feel like May out there. You can pre-order that Slow Leaves album on Bandcamp, as well as Birthday Cake Records, his record label. And, you know, support a little local. I saw he was touring Europe in May. So maybe there'll be a CD or album release. It's not a CD release anymore. It's an album release when they come back, or, you know, maybe before and I just missed it. I digress. You're listening to Free Range Radio here on UMFM. We are about to kick off our Pledge Drive 2026. You can go to umfm.com. Go there. See what I played if you missed it. Listen again if you're so inclined. Or you could donate. We're starting to take pledges online, and you can check out all the incentives, same as every year, starting at $25, going up to $250. You know, the stickers, magnets, T-shirts, a hoodie this year, pins. There's a coffee mug, as well as draws into wonderful shows and sponsors that are very like-minded to UMFM. And if you are listening, then you might be just as like-minded. There are pictures online. The words are not coming out of my mouth. I'll be also on the air 6 o'clock Saturday, Sunday morning to tell you more and to have some musical fun and games. Well, maybe no games, but, you know, I'll be here. Join me. Wake up early on a weekend, because I do, and I have no problem with it. So all of you who are like me, join me Saturday, Sunday morning. Listen to Skippy in the Morning and support Campus Community Radio 101.5 UMFM. That's about all the time I've got left or so. Venus Envy is up next at 8 o'clock. I hear Terry's on her way, but I'm looking forward to seeing her again. In the meantime, let's take us to there with MXM Tune. Artist out of California, who's been making music for almost 10 years, and she's only 25. She's a streamer and podcaster, and been putting out her own music since 2017. And a friend recently threw me this track. Actually, the album had another track that she wanted me to listen to, but I focused more on this one because it was great. Cover of Blister in the Sun. Thanks for listening, Free Range Radio. I will be here this weekend, or so inclined, next week for Pledge Drive. Thanks for listening. This is UMFM 101.5.
Strap my stuff and I'm so strung out. I'm high as a kite, I just might stop to check you out. Let me go on like I blister in the sun. Let me go on. Big hands, I know you're the one. Body and beats, I high as a kite. I just might stop to check you out. Let me go.
Pledgerama is back. Our 2026 runs from 6:30 p.m. on Friday, April 24th to 8 p.m. on Friday, May 1st. 1 week, one goal, one big push to support great radio at UMFM. We're trying to raise $34,000 this year, all of it going straight into the stuff that actually keeps the station alive. Not shiny extras, just the real deal, behind-the-scenes expenses that make UMFM happen. If the station's been part of your day, on the bus, in the studio, in your kitchen, in your headphones while you're avoiding an assignment, this is the moment where tossing a few bucks our way actually matters. As always, we've got an assortment of new merch to say thank you, all with artwork done by Brady Fries, who absolutely crushed it with two amazing designs. Or as always, you can take a tax receipt. Totally your call. We're not picky. If you want to get ahead of things, hit umfm.com/donate. Pledgerama, April 24th to May 1st. Friends, let's make this happen together.
Winnipeg, you know that feeling. Late night, headphones on, everything a little too real? That's Daniel Caesar. Silk smooth vocals, gospel roots, and soul-bearing lyrics that'll hit you right where you live. Touring his new album, Son of Spurgy, he brings a sound that's both intimate and massive. Quiet moments, huge emotion, and a voice that carries it all. Don't miss Daniel Caesar live at Canada Life Centre with very special guest 070 Shake, Sunday, August 10th. Great tickets and VIP packages are now on sale through Ticketmaster.ca. Daniel Caesar, live in Winnipeg, proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
Tanariwen are true originals with a sound that defies time or place. Their music may come out of the Sahara, but what they've built is bigger than geography. A mix of slow-burning desert blues and psychedelia built on repetition, space, and guitar lines that feel like they're always moving forward, even when nothing is rushed. It's hypnotic and mesmerizing with a kind of stillness and peace that washes over you. Touareg guitar masters Tanariwen perform at the Park Theatre for one night only on September 10th at 7 p.m. Great tickets are available now for only $45 plus fees, available via ticketweb.ca. Don't miss Tanariwen live at Park Theatre on September 10th, brought to you by your friends at Moto Live and proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
UMFM 101.5 broadcasts at 1200 watts from the University of Manitoba, located on Treaty 1 territory, the original lands of the Anishinaabeg, Nahiwak, Oji-Cree, Dakota, and Dene peoples, and the homeland of the Métis Nation.